I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane in the headlines. First up, the penalties from Auto Club Speedway. Kyle Busch's 18 was found with loose lugs in post-race. His crew chief was fined $10,000. And on a side note from the Monster Cup side, Hendrick Motorsports withdrew the L1 penalty for the 9 team. The car chief will begin a two-week suspension this week. And just one penalty from the Xfinity Series, the 18 driven by Ryan Preece had loose lugs. His crew chief lost $5,000. Pretty quiet week as the teams make their way back from the West Coast. Charlotte Motor Speedway had another tire test on the road course to prepare for the fall race. Trevor Bayne, Kyle Larson, Paul Menard, and Kyle Busch made laps, but the session was cut short by inclement weather. And MIS announced a new event to add to their schedule this year. The track will host the Watson Diesel Michigan Nationals Truck and Tractor Pulls May 18th and 19th. They have 4 sessions planned over 2 days, 8 classes, a vendor area, show and shine contest, and a dyno competition. Tickets are $25 a day and camping will be available. You can go to mispeedway.com for all the details on that. The Camper World Truck and Monster Energy Cup teams head to Martinsville Speedway this weekend, the oldest and smallest track in the circuit. Measuring in at just over a half mile, they've raced here since 1947. They paved it in 1955 and added concrete to the corners in 1976. The Camper World Trucks fire up the weekend on Saturday. No Cup drivers in this one, but you can catch full coverage of the Alpha Energy Solutions 250 on FS1 at 1:30 Saturday. The Monster Energy Cup teams race here on Sunday. Jimmy Johnson has a stellar record with 9 wins, 19 top 5s, and 24 top 10s. Denny Hamlin has 5 wins. Kurt and Kyle Busch have 2 each. And Harvick, Newman, and the defending champ of the race, Brad Keselowski, have 1 each. In the Loop Data driver ratings, Johnson tops the stats, followed by Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Brad Kay, and Harvick. Just one practice will be aired this weekend, 12:30 tomorrow. Qualifying will be right after the truck race at 5 p.m. and the STP 500 coverage begins 2 p.m. Sunday. All on FS1 this weekend, and be prepared for delays. Set the DVR for a few extra hours. A snow and rain is forecasted for the Martinsville area this weekend. They can have it. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fast Lane for Friday, March 23rd here on Big Country 1029. It's all brought to you by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Complete Car and Truck Accessories, and Complete Detailing Services. Also by Brown's Auto Clinic, West Conway Road, Harbor Springs. Get your ride running right at Brown's Auto Clinic.